You don't want to drink too much, though, okay? Because apparently you can overdose on coffee.
What?
On caffeine.
I can OD on coffee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On caffeine.
On caffeine.
Per se. Yeah, so coffee.
Okay.
These students at Newcastle Crown Court said, or no, wasn't Newcastle Crown Court?
Newthumbia University.
Yeah, Newthumbia University, sorry. These students there, they volunteered themselves to do this experiment, and they were supposed to be giving 0.3 grams of caffeine.
Okay.
Okay,
sound like a lot.
No, that's not too much. That's like the equivalent to about 100 cups of coffee, though.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, no, that's so far off, though.
That's like 3 cups of coffee.
So far, yeah. Yeah, it's not that much, But they were given 30 grams of caffeine.
Instead of 0.3 grams?
Instead of 0.3, and that's the equivalent of 300 cups of coffee. 300 cups of coffee these guys were given for an experiment.
I couldn't even imagine.
30 grams of caffeine, and people have reported like dying, like it's been lethal at 18 grams.
What?
18 grams, and they were given 30.
How are they okay?
It's, I don't know.
I would like to see like a videotape of what happens, like when they have the 30 grams. Do they just start like going crazy, or do they just like fall over from so much caffeine?
Top news story of the week, Ethan. What do you got for us, man?
Well, first, Usain Bolt. I'm sure all of you guys have heard this by now, but Usain Bolt's Golden Olympic record was diminished Wednesday after Jamaican competitor Neston Carter tested positive for a banned substance. Carter's positive test means Bolt must return one of those 9 Olympic gold medals.
So that's, I mean, it doesn't seem like that big a difference, but it really is just a gigantic difference.
I feel like that would make a gigantic difference.
It does.
I've sat in the middle next to two people I've never met before, and it was a terrible experience.
I love that. I love talking to strangers. I'm that weird person that talks to strangers.
I feel like there is something a little bit off about you, Kelsey, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In certain situations, I agree with her. I love walking down the hall and, you know, just like, not purposely eavesdropping, but, you know, every once in a while you just hear the, you know, someone talk about something you know about. Like earlier, I'm at Bub's Cafe, right? And these people next to us, they're talking about the Patriots, and it's his father and his wife and their son. And he's saying, now, what's the quarterback we hate? And he's like, Tom Brady. I'm like, yeah, there you go.
And he's like, said every Indiana Hoosier ever.
Uh-huh. And then they're like, but who do we like? And he's like, Von Miller. And my dad's just a gigantic Bronco fan. He's there with me. And I'm like, dude, we could totally invite them to our table. We could hit it up. And then they start talking about how Von Miller is like a chicken farmer, which is true.
Wow. He's a chicken farmer?
How does that work?
He graduated college with a degree in poultry.
I got you.
Poultry? What's poultry?
It was a mix between like cutlet and like poultry.
Exactly.
Chickens and poultry.
And
my uncle's a chicken farmer.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. He's a chicken and beef farmer.
Is he Von Miller?
He might be.
You wish. You wish he was Von Miller. So moving on, we have our final story. We have to say goodbye to Kelsey, Ben, and Griffin. They all left. We have a staff dinner later.
Going to get some Five Guys?
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun. We try to mix it up, you know. This time it's burgers.
Last time it was super spicy wings that I cried.
Yeah, we both cried.
It was bad.
I still have the video on my phone of us just absolutely bawling our eyes out.
I had no control over my tear ducts.
I felt like a dragon. Like every single bite I took, I could like the breath, just like, as I breathed, you could just feel the flame coming out. I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Okay, Jackson, for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, tell them.
B-Dub's wings, the staff dinner. Oh my, the hottest. Who had the idea? Oh wait, it was me. Okay, never mind. Who had the idea to not be able to drink for 30 seconds?
That was my bad.
That was terrible.
So the waitress took like 10 years to get a drink. And so I was like, all right, YOLO. And I just went for it.
We all did. It was like a rule for all of us. We're all just like, you know what, Ethan? If you can't drink, we'll not drink. That was the worst idea we've ever had.
Yeah, Griffin, who was just on, he was impervious to the heat.
Yeah, so he says.
He ate three.
I feel like he's just like the little tough guy figure. He's like, oh, no, man, this doesn't burn me. We good, man.
I feel that. Have you heard about like the pregame stuff of the Pro Bowl?
No.
So like, before the Pro Bowl begins, the players are going to be playing like random games. Like, I heard dodgeball was one.
Really?
There was going to be a relay race. And then the weirdest one I thought was like a drone was going to fly up 300 yards into the, no, 300 feet in the air. It was the length of a football field or something like that, and drop the football and see if the player could catch it. I'm like, what?
That's kind of cool.
I don't know.
That seems cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard to catch something like that.
For sure, especially from that far.
Hey, but my boy Odell on the NFC roster, he can do it. You got Des Bryant.
That's true.
Odell Beckham, Mike Evans.
He's got those gigantic hands.
And Larry Fitzgerald. All four very... It's going to be a good game. Let's see, is Ezekiel, yep, Ezekiel Elliott, he's playing for the Cowboys. And for quarterbacks, you got Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, and Dak Prescott. So.
Hey.
Dude, that'd be cool if it was like a helicopter hot tub. Like,
oh my God.
You could fly
genius.
Up in the air in a hot tub.
In
I feel like that'd
tub?
Be a fun time.
It's also, but you know, that's not it, okay? It's got, it's got these three 75-inch TVs, okay? As well as smart bathroom toilets and showers. And I'm not entirely sure how you have like smart bathroom
yeah,
toilets
that's
and
what
showers.
I was about to ask. Like what's being a smart bathroom entail?
We looked at a story last week about Japan and their bathroom situation.
Hey, I've been to Japan.
Have
Me
you?
Too.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was fun. The bathroom situation is kind of weird, though.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are in the country.
See, like,
did you do the squatting one?
I went to a hostel, so yes, I did the squatting toilet.
I never did that.
It's like where you stay for like really cheap, and a lot of people when they like backpack
and stuff. Oh, so it's like a hotel kind of?
Yeah, okay. But it's not as nice.
Okay. Well,
aren't
yeah,
there like a bunch of people that stay in like one room that you don't even know?
Yeah, you stay in one room, and then there's like a community shower. Well, at least in Japan, there was, and like. Weird toilets in Japan that
wait,
I didn't
so,
understand.
Wait, did you
use.
Have like the smart toilets though?
Like, yeah, okay, there were like
buttons and everything.
There were a lot of buttons on all the toilets, and it was very confusing. My favorite one was like the fake flush sound because it didn't sound like a fake flush at all. It was like a weird gargling noise.
It was like supposed to be a fake flush.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like
what?
A fake flush.
Why would that? What would the purpose of that be?
I don't know. There's people who get uncomfortable in the bathroom, and the fake flush is just going to help you out.
I accidentally clicked a seat warmer. It was pretty awesome.
Seat warmer?
Yeah.
That just seems
there
necessary.
Are a lot of buttons, and they don't have, like, English normally, so it was really scary to, like, it was, like, button roulette. You were just clicking, and you were like, oh, boy.
Button roulette with a toilet, yeah. And it's a good, but it's very, and I wanted to interview my English teacher on why she had us read it, too. Like, what's the purpose of that, and, like, why this book? But she wasn't here at school today. And I was like, God dang it.
I was sitting in class today reading this, and Spill, our manager, walks up behind me. He's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, I don't know. It's like the story about 1984. I don't even know what that is. And he's like, you haven't read 1984? I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't even know what that is. I don't understand why everyone knows what 1984 is.
Because it's an assigned book that you have to read in 11th grade.
I think I may have spark noted that one. Not no. sure about that, but that's what so that's what it is, and that's what happened my English teacher.
But anyway, it spiked in demand, and it went from number six. It went from number six. It was the number six top selling book on the inauguration day, and then just slowly but surely, it's got up to number one, and it's insane. The book was written. It was written 68 years ago. So if we're good at math, we can figure this out.
So it was written before 1984.
Yeah. Yes. It was about like in the year 1984. This is how it will be. It was like you know the movie 2012, like the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So let's do math here. So 2018. Mm-hmm. That's 17. See, we're already failing. 2017 minus 8. That's 2009. Minus 60.
Is 1947. You said minus 1957?
2009 minus 60. We can't do this.
If you guys know the math, call in 844-4570.
It's like 1940 something, I'm pretty sure. 1950 something.
We're going with that.